Now, the conditions were met for revival, and we find great blessing came. And I'm going to hit high points now in this chapter. Then stood upon the stairs of the Levites, Jeshua, Benai, and all this list here. And what did they do? They said to the people, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever, and blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Now, friends, confession will not lead to some public demonstration where you get up and call attention to yourself and tell people what big sinner you are. And that makes you pretty big in the eyes of folk, I found out today. No, what does it make you do? Why, the people stood up after they'd made their confession. The Word of God had been read. They made their confession. They stood up and praised and exalted God. And that is the thing that we need today. We need to exalt God in our services. We need to praise Him. A friend of mine, in fact, it's Dr. Rodmacher up here at the Western Baptist Seminary in Portland, was telling that in their midweek service, it got pretty boring hearing the same prayers every week. So they decided that one Wednesday night, instead of anybody praying and making a request, asking God for something or turning in a grocery list, that they just praise God. And he said, you know, it almost brought revival. Well, that's the thing that we need today. It will bring in a great revival when we begin to praise God and exalt His high and holy name. And notice what they said here. They said, Thou art God alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas, and all that's therein. Thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Have you ever stood on the seashore and watched those great waves pound against the rocks? And has it caused you to turn to God? Have you ever stood in a forest? Here in Southern California, we don't have great forests. When I went up to Canadian Keswick and walked out into those northern woods, oh, how thrilling it was. And I went out there each morning. The vaulted ceiling of those great tall trees was my temple. And my, I could worship God. He's a creator. He made all those trees. He made this universe. And not only did that, Thou art the Lord, the God who didst choose Abram and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees. Now, I'm not going over this, but they praised God because of the way that He led their fathers in the past, how He chose Abraham, how He preserved him in the land of Canaan, how He brought them as a nation out of the land of Egypt, how they were led by miracle through it, and how He took care of these people and preserved them. And they praise God for that. Have you ever thanked God that you live in this country? My grandfather, apparently on my father's side, lived in North Ireland. He was Scotch, but an Orange man, and he lived in North Ireland. Well, they were fighting over there. I mean, this fighting that's been carried on in our days, nothing new. They were fighting then. My grandfather got tired of it, and he came to this country. I thank God he came to this country, and so I thank God for my grandfather. You know, because I don't want to be over in North Ireland. I don't care about how people feel about, you know, the old sod over there. You can have all of mine. You can have my four-leaf clover and everything else that's connected with it. My friend, may I say to you, have you ever thanked God that He's brought you to where you are today? Well, we ought to thank Him for that. These people did. Now, they go back and also confess the sins of their people. Somebody needs to confess the sins of the country today because, very candidly, none of the candidates and no political party and none of the statesmen and educators, none of the leaders today are confessing that we've sinned. They confess somebody else's sin, but no, they have not, and they're not confessing the sins of our country.